AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Day two of the impeachment hearings has a former White House national security official, Tim Morrison, now answering questions on Capitol Hill about two worrisome conversations in which a diplomat told him military aid was being blocked to Ukraine until that country's president agreed to announce investigations into U.S. Democrats' activities. Earlier, National Security Council aide Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman said there had been no doubt that President Trump in that July phone call with Ukraine's president was insisting Volodymyr Zelensky agree to investigate Joe Biden and other Democrats.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock that maybe in certain regards my worst fear of how our Ukraine policy could play out was playing out. How this was likely to have significant implications for U.S. national security.
President Trump continues to blast the impeachment hearings as a witch hunt.
All these people are talking about, they heard a conversation of a conversation of another conversation that was had by the president. What's going on is a disgrace.
More witnesses will be called tomorrow. A federal judge in California is siding with immigrants who've sued against a partial ban on asylum seekers announced by the White House in July. The judge says that denying a hearing for anyone who crossed through another country does not apply to those who made it over before July 16th. A Chicago woman charged with killing a pregnant woman and cutting the baby from her womb this spring has given birth to her own baby. 25-year-old Desiree Figueroa has since returned to jail. On Wall Street today, stocks closed mixed with the Dow dropping 102 points, the Nasdaq up 20. This is AP News. Mazda's recalling thousands of vehicles because of their airbags.
The recalled vehicles received Takata replacement inflators because parts from other manufacturers weren't available. The ammonium nitrate that Takata uses to create a small explosion to inflate the airbags can deteriorate when exposed to high heat and humidity and burn too fast, blowing apart a canister and hurling shrapnel. The recall includes CX-7 and CX-9 SUVs and Mazda 6 sedans. Also covered are MPV minivans, RX-8 sports cars, and Mazda Speed 6 sedans. I'm Mike Hempen.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the prisoner exchange that freed an American and an Australian, as well as a promise by the Taliban to release another 10 Afghan prisoners, is a hopeful sign that the war could soon come to an end. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.